it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
If I decide to run for office, I'll produce my tax returns, absolutely, and I would love to do that.
Well, good day, America. Welcome to the Spano and Black Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Sandy Roberto, Jerry out on the West Coast, and you. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's a toll-free telephone number of the attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio, taking us along for the ride each and every day. Affiliates all around the country hold their breath. Well, keep holding it. You ain't getting your names mentioned. It's all about devices and platforms, various different ways you can get this show. Radio on the go. Joe, talk to him about it before we dive into a pretty dull day in the world of sports.
Oh, yeah, Bob. Lots of ways to take Sports Byline on the go, including our award-winning website, sportsbyline.com. Listen Live link allows you to keep up with all the doings as they happen. And on our homepage, a wealth of archived interviews separated by genre. All that and a whole lot more at sportsbyline.com. There's the apps, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher Radio. They all have a wealth of on-demand content from Sports Byline. And they also all have a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel. And last but not least, in our hearts and minds, the American Forces Radio Network around the world, where the good people of our armed forces check out all the programming on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, including the Spano and Black Attack.
Yeah, no question about it. We're going to be making us a little Baltimore appearance in the not-too-distant future. Going to be fun.
Yeah, details to follow, Bob. Jam-packed show on tap for you today, obviously. Cubs win. First World Series in 108 years. We'll talk about all the whys and what fours. That's going to take us much of hour one. Hour two, we'll roll into a preview of a big Week 10 top 25 style in the world of college football. We'll give a quick preview with another scintillating Thursday night matchup in the NFL. And at 40 after hour number two, 9:40 a.m. Eastern time, the legendary Bob Nightingale from USA Today joins us, and he'll help us tie an official bow around the 2016 baseball season. But next up, we open it up talking World Series. Cubs win, Indians lose. We'll take your calls, 800-878-PLAY. Read your tweets at Joe Spano 56, at Bob Black 71, at Sports Byline USA. We'll get it started next, so keep it where it is.
Flu season is here, but there's something else going around that can be even more contagious, and that's hope. Rite Aid is committed to spreading hope, not the flu. In honor of all our customers who get a flu shot, the Rite Aid Foundation is donating over $1.8 million to more than 350 KidSense charities committed to the health and well-being of children in our communities. So come in today and get your flu shot. No appointments necessary, and it's free with most insurance. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host that can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days, and anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483, or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
This holiday season, Guitar Center is your best gift ever center. With deals like a Schecter Demon 6 guitar for just $349, a Blackstar 40-watt combo amp $149, or an American Audio PA for $129. Save up to 25% on gear in every department and make spirits bright for every musician on your list.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year!
Guitar Center's holiday kickoff, going on now, in-store and online.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
I love people who know the game and love the game, and that's you.
Tie game, 10th inning, one down, the pitch. Ground ball to third, base hit down the left field line. The go-ahead run will score. The ball is backhanded by Guyer. Rizzo goes to third, double for Zobrist. Cubs lead 7-6.
Boy, now his first at-bat of the night, Miguel Montero.
The pitch to Montero. Ground ball, left field, base hit. One run is in. Zobrist around third. Holding. Cubs lead 8-6. Miguel Montero comes through.
Two down. A little bouncer slowly toward Bryant. He will glove it and throw to Rizzo.
It's in time. And the Chicago Cubs win the World Series. The Cubs come pouring out of the dugout, jumping up and down like a bunch of delirious 10-year-olds. The Cubs have done it.
Well, those highlights of the Cubs' first world championship in 108 years are courtesy of WSCR, The Score, in Chicago. Bob, and what a great way to kick off the Spano and Black Attack on a Thursday. Just a classic World Series that had everything except starters going more than six innings, first time in history for that, but had everything. And a game seven that in particular capped off what was a great World Series and just an incredible comeback from down 3-1 by the Chicago Cubs. Bob, I don't know how else to describe it.
Yep. As I was sitting there watching, it was just epic. Everything about it was epic. Epic performances, epic managing, epic length of the series going seven games. You know, look, you can nitpick and talk about, you know, well, this particular World Series was better as far as the quality of play and blah, blah, blah. But honestly, considering the history of the two baseball teams involved in this World Series, we may have just witnessed the best World Series ever played.
That's heavy, heavy, heavy talk. And conversation, there are a lot of other contenders. I haven't put together a list of other contenders. Don't know if you have, but it's certainly in the discussion. I go back to that. Another one that stands out for me is the World Series the Twins won when Jack Morris pitched that brilliant game seven. That's another. There are a lot that come to mind. You can go back to 1960 and the Pirates over the Yankees. And
yeah, but
there's so many.
There's plenty
in
the mix.
But this certainly is in the discussion, and it was. I'm sorry.
No. Go right ahead, buddy.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot in the mix. I'm trying. it really was a classic. I don't know about the best, but it was a terrific World Series. And what I will probably say, maybe the greatest game seven or deciding game of a World Series that we've ever seen, just because of the layers of drama and the levels and the way things unfolded, from the moments of offense, the gutty running plays, the imperfect defense at times, the inexplicable managerial decisions. And just when you thought it couldn't get any wackier in some ways, here come the rains and we got a rain delay. Yeah. So maybe with all the turns and twists and everything else that went with it, maybe the greatest World Series of them all, certainly a contender, but probably and quite possibly the greatest Game 7 and most dramatic Game 7, and that's covering a lot of ground as well that we've seen.
Yeah, no question about it. And when you look at the performances all the way around, just even how the game started, you know, with a person that had the Chicago Cubs lost would have been considered one of the GOATs of the World Series, and Dexter Fowler setting the tone with the first inning home run, and then Cleveland just refusing to quit and scratching their way back into the baseball game. It had everything. It was edge of the seat kind of performances, and you know, we had talked about it yesterday, my friend. This is what makes baseball the unique and great sport that it is. Not everybody appreciates baseball, and I get it, but it's our national pastime for a reason, and the reason being is that there's never one particular game that is played the same way twice. It's never where you're going to talk about, you know, in basketball, let's say, you get a team like Golden State, and you're going to talk the entire year about Steph Curry being able to shoot the three. You know, it's not in football where you're going to talk about Tom Brady and Bill Belichick dominating on an elite level. There's always something unique in baseball that unfolds during the 162-game season and then into the postseason that makes it the game that it is. It's truly brilliant.
And you know what I really hope? I really hope that this World Series starts to get people back into baseball. The ratings look great.
Yeah.
It's a situation of building upon momentum that you seize out of this. We always talk about this with sports, Bob, and we're going to end up taking the entire first hour with this World Series and with this Game 7. So don't get worried if we don't hurry. If we don't hurry along with getting into the details of the game and our thoughts on some things. But I think there's a great opportunity here, Bob. We've been doing this about 11 years together now on Sports Byline, and we've seen a lot of opportunities for professional sports leagues to seize an opportunity, something, a spike in ratings, a situation that could allow a sport to grow. We've talked about how many times hockey has not capitalized on those situations. We've talked many times about the work stoppage back in 1994 and the nearly irreparable damage that it did to Major League Baseball. Well, maybe, just maybe, because of some of the issues around the NFL and because of a now growing appreciation of baseball again on some level, it's an opportunity for them to seize this momentum, the high ratings of this World Series, a World Series with a team in the Cubs that truly have a national following because of their exposure around the country, an Indians team that caught America's attention. A great World Series, one that was viewed by many, and I can't wait to see the ratings on Game 7. Now, if you're Major League Baseball, it's really about building upon this. Because when you don't take these opportunities and seize them, a lot of times you give them back. It's a chance for Major League Baseball to cement a growing relevancy again in the American sports consciousness. And I'm not talking with guys my age and your age, you know, people in their 40s and 50s and 60s and beyond. You've got to get a young audience back, because they talked about how old the average fan was at Progressive Field for Game 7. I think the average fan, they said, or a ticket buyer for this game was somewhere in their mid to late 40s. That's the problem with baseball. They haven't caught this young generation. I'm wondering if this well-viewed, highly rated World Series had a bunch of those young viewers and maybe they can seize that young sports fan and really build upon their success that this 2016 World Series has brought them?
Well, I think it's a question we'll take up after the break because I think it's a multi-layered answer. But our approach to this, and we didn't discuss it, it just is happening this way. We're not going to be dissimilar to the game itself and how I described all those many years ago, Joe. We're going to let it unfold in front of us the same way baseball season always does. People panic in that first week when their team's not winning. Well, no need to panic. We'll get to everything today. We're just going to let the show unfold in front of us.
Well said. Up next, more on the 2016 World Series. The Cubs, first time they've won the World Series since 1908. We've seen Halley's Comet twice. One Cubs World Series, so keep it where it is.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park, or the beach, or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop, for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Come on, that's not right.
Cubs win! Cubs win! Cubs win! Holy cow!
Holy cow. Holy cow is right, brother. Boy,
the great Harry Carey brings us back to the Spano and Black Attack on... On the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. 1-800-878-PLAY. If you want to join the conversation, 1-800-878-7529, the toll-free number to hang out with me, with us here on The Attack. On Twitter, 140 characters or less, At Joe Spano 56, at Bob Black 71, at Sports Byline USA. Well, Bob, it really was a classic, and I couldn't resist finding a little Harry Carey to bring us in because he was dying, and he passed long before there was the chance for him to say Cubs win after a World Series game or after a World Championship, Bob.
Yep. I bet they were knocking a few back at Harry Carey's place. It still exists, you know, so it's I'm sure they were having fun. It was a look, it for two teams who have been in search of this for such a long time, it was one of those old cliches of you felt bad that one team had to lose.
Yeah, you did, Bob. Two teams that were in long droughts as it related to the world, to winning World Series and getting to the World Series, more so for the Cubs, obviously, than the Indians, who had a run of success in the late 90s. They got to the World Series, never won a world title. Their drought with winning the World Series, not nearly as long either. But the realities are both of these franchises, while long and having something in some ways of storied histories, a lot of their storied histories relates to a lack of success. There have been pockets and moments of success for both of these franchises, but ultimate winning and world championships have been few and far in between, unless you go back with the Cubs to the turn of the 20th century. And with the Indians, some pockets of success in the 90s, no ultimate championships, some success in the 40s and 50s, a couple of ultimate championships. But neither of these franchises have a history littered in success.
No question about it. And, you know, this could be the beginning of something really good for both of these franchises for a while. I think it's going to be tougher for the Indians to get this done in that, you know, they're kind of a non-spending team when it comes to big-time dollars. So we'll see how they're able to piece this together. But when you consider the core of the Cubs is under 27 years of age, going forward and with the guidance of Theo Epstein and however long Joe Maddon wants to manage, there's a distinct possibility that this group could be contending for a long period of time, both teams.
Yeah, they could, in particular the Cubs. When you look at its veteran starting pitching, you know, bullpens change from year to year to composition. And this Cubs bullpen, their composition will change radically for 2017. But when you look at the position players, they're young all over the field. A lot of these guys aren't going to see arbitration or free agency for a long, long time. So the core of this great and dynamic offense and most of its pieces will be there for quite a few years. You know, going forward in the next year or two, they're going to have to start to address and rework their starting rotation because the realities are it's veteran arms. Some of them will be coming up for contracts. Some of them will just be getting older. And as I said, bullpens change every year. But Theo Epstein has done a masterful job in just 5 years of taking a 100-loss team that had become, you know, one of the laughing stocks of the league and turning them around and making them young, dynamic, and capable of being a contender and winning multiple world championships, Bob. And they're not going to change from contender to pretender for an awful long time, barring a whole host of unforeseen injuries.
Yeah, or unless Theo Epstein screws up, and that's not likely. And you know, look, this just solidifies all the previous work that he's done and how brilliant he is at putting an organization together. And, you know, regardless, I mean, if the Cubs plummet back to last place and stay there for the next decade, you know, they're never going to be able to take this away from the organization, and it's a sweet taste in the mouth of all Chicago baseball fans, not just the Cub fans. And it's something that they can hang their hat on for a long period of time. They are no longer, as we've described, the lovable losers. They are a legitimate professional baseball franchise that now has a world championship to hang their hat on. They're for real. It becomes a unique baseball experience at Wrigley again, but this time around for the right reasons as opposed to the wrong reasons. It's not going out knowing that they're going to lose. It's going out to see a terrific baseball team that's going to entertain you with some great baseball.
Well said, Bob. What do you say we get into last night's game? And let's weigh in with our thoughts. We're not going to break this down inning by inning, pitch by pitch, game by, you know, batter by batter, but we'll get into our overview of game seven and, you know, really weigh in with our thoughts on why the Chicago Cubs are the champions of the baseball world and the Cleveland Indians cough up a 3-1 lead. And while they're the American League champs, they wake up this morning or this afternoon, whenever they do get up, bitterly disappointed that they squandered a 3-1 lead and find themselves on the wrong end of a deciding Game 7 in a World Series. And I guess to me, the place to start is Joe Maddon's managerial decisions. To me, what he did from the back third of Game 6 all the way through the end of Game 7 was bizarre on many levels, and I'm almost left to believe that the natural talent of the Cubs and their fearlessness took over and their ability to make big plays in big spots, and they almost won Game 7 despite Joe Maddon, going all the way back to how he used his pitching staff at the back of Game 6, most notably taking any starch out of Aroldis Chapman. And we saw that in Game 7 as he had nothing left. What did I warn you about as it related to the lack of speed? I said it's a lot of 99s and 98s and barely touching 100. And we saw that missing 3 or 5 miles an hour along with that command rear its ugly head in Game 7. And it took Herculean efforts by some great Cub players to overcome that. You then go into Game 7. Kyle Hendricks had struggled at times in this game, and I think you'd agree with me there. You know, but Hendricks seemed to be doing his best work when he got pulled. So I was of the mindset Maddon pulled Hendricks too early, went to Lester in a spot that initially in that inning doomed him to failure, but after he got clear of that fifth inning, He gave the Cubs really good work in relief. And then inexplicably having Javier Baez safety squeeze with 2 strikes in the 9th inning and basically giving up an out and any chance to take the lead in the bottom of the 9th. Some very strange managerial decisions by Joe Maddon that his Cubs team had to overcome.
You know, I couldn't agree with you more. And again, we'll start with Lester and just the situation he put him in, almost doomed to failure. We talked yesterday extensively about what we both observed in Game 6 with the lack of mileage on the fastball of Aroldis Chapman. It showed itself again. And you know, they had talked about the possibility of the safety squeeze in the middle of the game. I believe it was the 4th inning. When Chicago had runners, I'm sorry, 3rd inning when Chicago had runners on base. And it turned out that bad Cleveland fielding, and even though it didn't show up in the error column, contributed to the 2 Chicago runs in the 3rd inning. And, you know, look, it's one of those situations where you question and you scratch your head sometimes. You can't argue with the success. I mean, they have the world championship, but I found myself thinking of the exact same thing as you. They're winning this game in spite of their manager right now. And it's very unlike Maddon. I don't know if it got in his head that he just decided to micromanage this game to the point of where it became distracting for his team. But he made some really, truly head-scratching decisions. And had the result gone the other way, I think there would have been a lot of scrutiny on the part of Joe Maddon and the decision-making process going all the way back to Game 6 and leading through what could have been a Game 7 loss.
Game 7 loss. And it would have been justified, Bob. Have to be honest with you. It would have been completely justified. Where I'll give Madden credit for maybe one thing that he did from a managerial standpoint where he deserves credit. The aggressiveness that he instilled in his third base coach and his base runners. They challenged Indian outfielders all of game seven. And, you know, there were times where I said, what the heck are they doing sending that guy? And each and every time it came up aces for the Chicago Cubs. So, and obviously, you know, it's the third base coach making that ultimate quick decision out on the field. But it seems clear it was an edict from Joe Madden. We're going to challenge these outfielders, and we're going to force them to make plays. And their base running was pivotal in this Game 7. And that's where we'll pick it up next on the attack. I'm Spano. He's Black. Keep it where it is.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. So call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does it mean?
How about a 5,000-square-foot building for under $39,000? Don't pay more than you should without calling General Steel first.
Call 877-93-STEEL today.
And save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months.
Call 877-93-STEEL. That's 877-938-7335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 877-93-STEEL.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
You see, everything is all right.
Spano and Black Attack rolls on here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm Joe Spano, along with Bob Black. Join the conversation by dialing us up at 1-800-878-PLAY. That number again, 1-800-878-7529. Toll-free number to hang out with us here on the attack on Twitter. 140 characters or less at Joe Spano 56, at Bob Black 71, at Sports Byline USA. And again, the topic of discussion for this entire hour has been Cubs win. Cubs win game seven of the World Series, and they need 10 innings to do it, 8-7. And they win their first World Series since 1908. So since 1908, we've seen now two Cubs World Series, and we've seen Halley's Comet twice. The two occurrences happen with about the same frequency. And in our last segment, we were talking about the fact that the Cubs really won despite the managerial decisions of Joe Maddon, and we really took them to task for that. The one notable exception was the instructions he gave to his players and to his third base coach about being aggressive on the base paths. And that really paid dividends as they challenged the arms of those Indians outfielders all game long. And they actually sent guys home in situations that I thought they had no chance. And they forced good throws from the Indians, which didn't happen. And that was pivotal to the Cubs' success in this Game 7. So I'll give Joe Maddon credit there after all the demerits we gave him for how he mishandled his pitching staff at the back end of Game 6, particularly Aroldis Chapman, how I thought he mishandled Kyle Hendricks and pulling him so early in Game 7, and calling for a safety squeeze, which is not an issue. You brought it up. They were going to do it earlier in the game. The issue with doing this in the ninth inning is you did it once you go to two strikes, you can't bunt. Because in case you don't know it, and I don't mean you, I mean Joe Maddon, when you fail to get down a bunt with two strikes, even if you've just fouled the ball off, you've struck out. And they gave away an out there. So some very strange decisions from Joe Maddon that left me scratching my head, not only last night, but also after Game 6. But the one edict that he gave his third base coach and his base runners really served the Cubs well and was pivotal to their success in Game 7.
Yeah, you know, they were looking to take advantage of the outfield arms. It was actually, it had to be something that they saw in the scouting, Joe, and going all the way back to the third inning. And I thought that third inning was really pivotal in this baseball game. It was plays not made. It wasn't that there were errors involved. It was plays not made. There was the play at the plate where the hesitation on the throw cost them a run. There was the bad jump on the shot to right center field that ended up putting runners in scoring position again. There was a lot of misplays that didn't show up in the stat sheet that came into play, and it was obvious that something in the Cubs scouting report showed that the defense on that end of it for Cleveland was a little bit lacking, and the throwing specifically was something that they could take advantage of.
Yeah, I think that's fair to say, Bob, because when you look back at this Game 7, obviously we'll talk about all the ebb and flow and the guttiness of both clubs and how so many of these pitchers were gassed and really were running on fumes, and thank God this wasn't going to be an eight-game series because there'd be an awful lot of guys with nothing else left to give. And you saw that in Game 7. Andrew Miller had nothing left to give. Cody Allen had nothing left to give. Aroldis Chapman had nothing left to give. But in a game with two teams that are very evenly matched, very gutty, and a lot of players running on fumes, what sometimes separates one team from another is execution. And with the Cubs, their defense was better, despite the two Baez errors. You know,
right,
their defense
right.
was better throughout this game. And the way they ran the bases was maybe the biggest difference in this game, along with Kyle Schwarber in the lineup. We've talked a lot about the struggles of the Cubs lineup, and most of the struggles we saw with the Cubs lineup really revolved around either seeing Corey Kluber or when they were in Chicago because Schwarber wasn't in the lineup. You put Schwarber in that two-hole, you know, he looks like Paul Bunyan, and you could time him with a sundial, but, you know, especially coming off the knee injury, you know, there were times where I saw him move, and I said, boy, for a guy who looks like he should be slow, you know, he's built like Matt Stairs, he's stealing bases because you're not watching him. You know, he's legging things out. I was actually pretty impressed with the way he ran.
Yeah.
But the realities are what he does for that lineup in the two-hole. And I don't know if that's the long-term home for him, but great, prodigious power. I love his approach. You know, forget batting average and those things. He always seems to get himself in a good position. He gets hard swings, hard knocks, and is not afraid to take a walk. I love his approach from the two-hole and the length he gives the rest of that lineup. And when he was in the lineup, the difference was noticeable for the Chicago Cubs in the performance of all of their bats in the middle of their lineup.
You know something, Joe, and you raise a great point there. A lot of times we look at the particular guy who gets the key hit or the clutch hit in the key situation. And look, that's all relevant and it all matters, and Zobrist was certainly worthy of the MVP. But, you know, Schwarber and the difference between them winning and losing, him being in that lineup really made all the difference offensively for that team. And you talked about, you know, we talk about leadership in many ways. Somebody being vocal, somebody, you know, being a particular hustler or whatever the circumstances were. Look how that guy busted it out of the box in the first inning. Now, look, this didn't show up on the scoreboard. But after the Fowler home run, he hits that little chop in between the pitcher, the first baseman, and the second baseman. The shortstop on the shift tries to make the play, and Schwarber busts it to the point on that bad leg where he actually beats out an infield hit. You know, that set the tone for the game along with Fowler hitting that home run. That bench, I don't know if you remember the moment, but that bench was completely electric when he legged that thing out to first base. And he looked over, and they were looking at him, and everybody was up and applauding and busting it, and it set the tone for what was going on in that game. He was really, in my mind, their most valuable player, if not the series' most valuable player, because when he was in the lineup, everything changed for the Cubs.
You stole my thunder, bud. That was exactly what I was thinking. Zobrist ends up getting the World Series MVP. And in many ways where there wasn't that many overwhelmingly obvious candidates, Zobrist had a very solid series offensively. He gets the hit that puts the Cubs ahead for good and allows them to win the World Series. So how do you argue with Ben Zobrist? But in reality, I feel much like you do about this. I think Kyle Schwarber's impact on that lineup made him the most valuable player, despite being a position player who, in essence, played only four games of the seven-game series because he was a minimal impact in the three games in Chicago because he wasn't cleared to play the field. Did he pinch hit a couple of times? Yeah. But he was a minimal impact in the games in Chicago. But as you said, if you look at how well they performed as a lineup with him in the lineup compared to without him in the lineup, you can circle that and make a case that he was their most valuable player. Conventional measures that allow you to award those things would never allow Kyle Schwarber to win that award under these circumstances.
Right.
But based on the eye test, and we talk about it all the time, Kyle Schwarber was the Cubs MVP.
No question about it. And you know, it's an interesting situation. I'm looking at their lineup for next year, and there's going to be changes and all that kind of good stuff. But essentially, the World Series MVP is going to be riding the pine. He's got three more years in front of him starting next year, and they're not going to have a place to put him if Kyle Schwarber's back out in left field. And he's going to be. You can see why Theo Epstein didn't want to move him in any package at the trade deadline as teams were trying to pry him away in certain deals, specifically the Yankees. He's an impact player, and you don't get rid of impact players.
Zobrist is not going to lose his job. Schwarber will be back in left field, but they will find a place for Ben Zobrist to play. He's a Joe Maddon guy. He's a consummate professional hitter who brings something to that lineup himself, whether it's as a super sub who manages to play 150 games at multiple positions, or he displaces somebody and they reshuffle some deck chairs. But I have every confidence that Ben Zobrist is going to play 150 games and have 600 at-bats for the Cubs next year because of his value to the team, much like Schwarber. And it's funny. The changes for the Cubs are going to come in that bullpen, and not next year, but in years going forward in that starting rotation. It's a very solid, very strong, very deep starting rotation for a 162-game regular season, and they have horses at the front that can make playoff impact. So I think most of the changes you're going to see in the offseason are to that bullpen, because you watch that become a bullpen that Joe Maddon trusted Aroldis Chapman, Mike Montgomery, who I told you was a great trade when they got him and what he could add. And that was really about it. You know, Hector Rondon became Claude Rains. Pedro Strop he didn't trust. Travis Wood he wouldn't throw out there. I guess the only other guy he likes is Carl Edwards Jr. His fastball and some of his other pitches and his makeup. And I could see him having a role in that bullpen. But guys like Rondon as a key setup guy and who started the year as the closer, a guy like Pedro Strop, a lefty like Travis Wood, these are all guys that may be replaced just because when you're the Cubs now, it's not really about the 162-game regular season. It's about what you believe is going to help you in the postseason once you get through the once you get to the postseason. And it is abundantly clear that Joe Maddon has no trust in Hector Rondon, Pedro Strop, Travis Wood, or anybody else in that bullpen that really that wasn't named Aroldis Chapman or Mike Montgomery.
Yeah, you know, it's one of those scenarios where you could get the regular season use out of them, and that's the direction he's going to take it in. And you know, there'll be movement. And I'm not suggesting, by the way, that Ben Zobrist isn't going to be a key part of the Chicago Cubs, but I just find it ironic that he truly won't have a position as such. But they're going to find a way, obviously, to get him in the lineup and keep him consistently playing.
Oh, there's no question about that. I mean, I'm wondering if the guy on the move ends up being Jason Hayward. And I understand they talked about the inspirational speech that he made during the rain delay, which with the way he was hitting and, you know, that last at-bat of his may have been, he may have inspired everybody else, but he certainly didn't inspire himself. His last at-bat may have been the single worst at-bat I've ever seen. I literally said to somebody as I was watching it, I'm like, he couldn't hit these pitches with an oar.
Yeah.
You know, so there's a guy that they spent a boatload of money on and is as lost offensively as any player in a big postseason spot. So I'm intrigued at what happens. And I think where the movement's going to come is with maybe Hayward and Fowler and guys like that and how they sort that out. And maybe that leaves Zobrist in the outfield every day. There'll be those type of minor moves, and I'm wondering what they'll be. But I think ultimately when it's all said and done, you know, you're right. Zobrist is going to play 150 games, whether it's as a super sub or they carve out a position. But beyond that, the core of that lineup going to be together for a long time, and 90% of the changes for the Cubs are going to come in that bullpen as they're going to have to get Maddon some people he believes in. We'll wrap up Hour 1 next here on The Attack. No flipping.
This is Glenn Hagee, America's master handyman, with the Grainger Tip of the Week. Lockout, tagout is the practices and procedures necessary to disable machinery or equipment to prevent hazardous energy release. It is one of the most commonly cited issues on the OSHA Top 10 Citation List. Make sure you're following proper procedures by visiting Grainger.com/lockout, tagout. And now a word from Grainger.
Chemical-resistant gloves, coveralls, earplugs, Grainger. Dust masks, portable eyewash stations, hard hats, Grainger. Anti-fog safety glasses, fall protection harnesses, face shields, Grainger. Respirators, welding jackets, pipe repair systems, Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. Protection blankets, steel toe boots, caution signs, Grainger. They've got over 100,000 safety products. When you think safety, think Grainger. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clicksafety.grainger.com or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Psst. Hey, you. Yeah, you. Pull out your smartphone and Shazam this now. Go ahead. I'll wait. GEICO presents the Shazam 15, featuring the top 15 Shazam songs in the U.S. Make sure you Shazam now to check it out. Interact with GEICO to gecko yourself and share it with friends. You can even get a free quote. Shazam now and experience more with GEICO. The Shazam 15, brought to you by GEICO. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Earlier this week, Claire Tippins shared a princess nickname generator, 3 pictures of her dog wearing a tutu, and 2 online quizzes, including, what candy is your dream castle made of? Claire, your sharing has tipped the sugar scale and turned into oversharing. But have no fear, princess. Geico has something worth sharing with your internet kingdom, like how you could save hundreds on your car insurance just by visiting geico.com. No magic wand required. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
The Spano and Black Attack. Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left.
Want to bet?
On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to The Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Senor Roberto out on the coast. We're going to wrap up this hour of The Attack. And, you know, it's been all about baseball, all about the Cubs. Probably spill in the next hour as well as we wrap up with our final thoughts. And then we'll be talking about it again with Bob Nightingale at 40 after hour 2, Joe. But, again, just a monumental World Series, and the monkey or the goat is finally off the back of the beloved Chicago Cubs.
That's a fair statement, Bob. Hard to argue that. And, you know, the curse of the Billy Goat is dead. Everything that has cursed the lovable losers, the Chicago Cubs, it's all behind them now. And, you know, now it's about moving forward and building a tradition of success under Theo Epstein. And as we've talked about for the last few minutes, with all those young position players that are going to be there for a long, long time before any of them are going to have to get paid, and the abundance of them to the point where some of the clutter that they almost have to deal with can be moved for other needed parts, whether it be bullpen help, whether it be young starters to replace aging starters whose contracts are expiring. You know, they're in a position with the resources they have and the wealth of talent that they have to be very, very good for a very, very long time. On that note, we tie a bow around hour one. As Bob said, for much of hour two, we're going to change gears. A lot of football, mostly college, with a quick Thursday night football NFL preview. And then at 40 after hour number two, Bob Nightingale to tie a bow around the 2016 baseball season. But let's step aside right now, and then we'll be back with hour two of the Spano and Black Attack right here on Sports Byline.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
They're celebrating in Chicago like they haven't in 108 years. And after the Cubs win the World Series, beating the Cleveland Indians in Cleveland in the decisive Game 7, 8-7 in 10 innings, Cubs shortstop Addison Russell said this could be the start of a dynasty.
With the ball club that we have and the management that we have and the front board that we have, you know, sky's the limit for us right now.
Scott Green, the man now in custody, accused of ambushing and killing two Iowa police officers as they sat in their patrol cars early yesterday. No stranger to police. Last month, a man believed to be Green filmed a YouTube video of himself arguing with cops after he was kicked out of a local football game. That after he got into a fight with other fans as he was holding a Confederate flag in the stands. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, you can't see me because of radio, and I can't see you because I'm totally blind. My blindness doesn't hold me back, but I fight to stay awake during the day because I'm not sleeping through the night. Often I struggle to concentrate and just keep up. Sound familiar? You're not alone. But this is not a sleep disorder. It's actually NON24. Learn about the link between total blindness and your symptoms. Visit learnmorenon24.com or call 855-856-2424.
Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
It started at Bunko Night. A little tickle in my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Our magnificent historic movement has surprised the world and defied expectations at every single turn.
A busy Donald Trump speaking there in Florida yesterday, one of several campaign stops he made. He also said this of his Democratic rival, Hillary Clinton.
She has become totally unhinged. Unbelievable. What she's saying and what she's doing, actually, it's unbelievable.
Clinton campaigning in Arizona, as we hear from correspondent Ted Houston.
Clinton was more than an hour and a half late by the time she took the stage before more than 10,000 supporters on a large athletic field on the ASU Tempe campus. When her speech was over, attendees had nothing but glowing things to say.
I loved it. I thought she was charismatic, energetic, positive.
I definitely thought it's something that we need, especially like right before voting.
A couple dozen Donald Trump supporters could be heard yelling various phrases from time to time from the back of the crowd.
Again, that report filed by correspondent Ted Houston in Arizona, and this is USA Radio News.
It started at Bunko Night. A little tickle in my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
As the fight for Mosul in Iraq intensifies, an online message reportedly posted by the leader of ISIS says he's confident of victory in that battle. In audio recordings released by the terror group's media wing, the ISIS leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi says, quote, "The great jihad that is being waged in Mosul is a prelude to victory. The battle against the U.S.-led coalition forces in Mosul shaping up to be the largest in Iraq since 2003. Chicago teachers may have a new contract, but their union president, Karen Lewis, says those teachers are still demoralized. Here's an update from David Stewart.
Teachers voted by a 70-30% margin to approve the new four-year contract with Chicago Public Schools, but CTU President Karen Lewis told a City Club luncheon that many teachers feel underappreciated.
What I can tell you is that the level of distrust between the district, parents, educators, and communities is still high. And we'll need a lot of work to repair these wounds.
Meanwhile, CEO Forrest Claypool says the new contract will cost $9.4 billion over the life of the deal, but he said pension changes will mean savings.
And England's High Court ruling that the British government needs approval from Parliament before it starts the process of exiting the European Union. Today's ruling a major blow to the new Prime Minister's Brexit plans, and it comes as a surprise to legal observers who expected the court to rule in the government's favor. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
And now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
We've got the excitement here that we look for.
Well, indeed we do. Welcome back to Hour 2 of the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Sandy Roberto out on the West Coast. You, the phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY. 1-800-878-7529. It's toll-free telephone number of the Attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio. They're taking us along for the ride each and every day. Affiliates around the country hold their breath in anticipation of hearing their names mentioned. Exhale. It ain't going to happen. It's about the devices and the various different ways you can get this show, all the programming on the network, and all the stuff that you should be getting for your spouses and all others for Christmas, because all the new devices are going to be coming out. Joe, explain it to the people. It's a lot of fun.
I will, Bob. Starting with the award-winning website of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, it's sportsbyline.com. There's a Listen Live link that allows you to keep up with all the doings on the network as they happen, and on our homepage, a wealth of archived interviews. All that and more at sportsbyline.com. There's iHeartRadio, great app. You can download it to any device you can think of, and perhaps a few you can't. There's other apps as well, TuneIn and Stitcher Radio, all downloadable to Android, Windows-based or Apple-based devices. They all have a wealth of on-demand content. Most importantly, they all have a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel. And finally, the American Forces Radio Network around the world, where the good people of our armed forces check out all the programming on Sports Byline, including the Spano and Black Attack.
No question about it. We're going to be down in Baltimore celebrating with some Army folks, some Navy folk. That's going to be a lot of fun. And believe me, when we talk American Forces Radio Network, it's happy and proud for us to be a part of it. And believe me, guys and girls, we appreciate your service to us in this country.
Well said, Bob. I couldn't have said it better myself, so I'm not even going to try to duplicate what you said. But up next, we're going to switch gears. We're going to get out of the baseball for a little while, get to the football. First, Week 10 college football top 25 preview, game by game, and then a quick preview of the Thursday night matchup. Another thriller, I'm sure, from the NFL on a Thursday night. Before we give it to Bob Nightingale at 40 after 9, 9:40 a.m. Eastern time, to help us tie a bow around the 2016 baseball season. We'll kick it off next on Hour 2, talking college football right after this.
Flu season is here, but there's something else going around that can be even more contagious, and that's hope. Rite Aid is committed to spreading hope, not the flu. In honor of all our customers who get a flu shot, the Rite Aid Foundation is donating over $1.8 million to more than 350 KidSense charities committed to the health and well-being of children in our communities. So come in today and get your flu shot. No appointments necessary, and it's free with most insurance. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days, and anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
This holiday season, Guitar Center is your best gift ever center. With deals like a Schecter Demon 6 guitar for just $349, a Blackstar 40-watt combo amp $149, or an American Audio PA for $129. Save up to 25% on gear in every department and make spirits bright for every musician on your list.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year!
Guitar Center's Holiday Kickoff, going on now, in-store and online.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Think nothing of it. It's all good.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Cindy Roberto out on the West Coast. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Still read telephone number of the Attack. We got a lot to go in front of us, my friend. So what do you say we get right to it and talk us some college football?
Let's do that, Bob. Top 25, week 10 is here in college football, and we'll do what we always do. We will preview each and every game in the top 25 game by game in college football. And action starts tonight, as a matter of fact, in the top 25. It starts with number 14, Oklahoma, heading to Ames, Iowa, Jack Trice Stadium to take on the 1-7 Iowa State Cyclones. Oklahoma finds themselves a 3-touchdown favorite for good reason. Oklahoma's better. They're going to be, I think Joe Mixon is suspended for, he's suspended for some sort of issue, at least for this game, I believe. And yep, in the spirit of the old Big Eight under Barry Switzer, we'll suspend them for an opponent that is no threat to us. And Iowa State, they're 1-7 on the year. They're winless in the Big 12. They've played a couple of teams tough. Their only real chance for success is for Joel Lanning, their quarterback, to catch fire. And if he can do that, Iowa State has a sliver of hope in this one. I don't expect that to happen, and I don't expect that to be enough. I think Oklahoma rolls because I think they can smell not a playoff berth, but the fact that they're the best the Big 12 has to offer in a down year for the Big 12, and I think they can smell a Big 12 championship and a Big Bowl.
Yeah, I mean, there's not really anything I can disagree with there. They have a sliver of a chance.
Joe Lanning's a pretty good quarterback at times. I've seen a couple of occasions where some of these lousy Big 12 defenses have made him look like the second coming of Dan Marino, and he's not that. But, you know, compared to some of the other talent on the field for Iowa State, he's pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, that's fair, but they're playing Oklahoma. I don't see it.
And there you go. Number 15, Colorado. This one's at Folsom Field in Boulder. Number 15, Colorado, 6-2 on the year, 4-1 in Pac-12 play. They take on a Josh Rosenless UCLA Bruins, who are just 3-5, just 1-4 in Pac-12 play. And Rosen is done for the year.
Yep.
With some of the issues with the nerve in his shoulder. And as a result, UCLA going to go with a backup quarterback who they've been going with the last couple of weeks. The big problem is that Colorado defense is pretty damn good. And as a result, it's going to be very much an uphill climb for these UCLA Bruins. And therefore, I like number 15 Colorado to show that they're pretty good in their own building, and beat a team that has perennially beaten them since they've come into the Big 12, because Colorado's been the doormat of the conference.
Yeah, no question about it. I mean, look, you know, the bigger thing here is Colorado's a legitimate football team. I mean, you talked about their defense. They get it done. And they're finally not a doormat, unfortunately for them. And they're in their division, they got the Washington Huskies. But, it's a small mountain to overcome. UCLA, what a rough year for them all the way around, Joe. And you talked about it. The record stinks. They're with the backup quarterback. Josh Rosen may end up being the best quarterback that never plays National Football League football. He's having all kinds of injury issues. And, you know, it's a tough matchup. They're on the road. Colorado rolls.
I agree. Mike Falfel is not Josh Rosen. And you want to talk about a turnover machine. And I think Colorado's stout defense takes advantage of that. And if you're not sure how good Colorado is, go back and look at the trouble that they gave Michigan in the Big House for 30 minutes.
That's exactly right.
All righty. Friday action in the top 25. A Mountain West Conference showdown. Smarting Boise State at number 24, 7-1. 3-1 in the Mountain West. They take on 3-6 San Jose State. This one will take place in Boise. I don't think any of us sees anything but a rebound here for Boise State. Losing a game in the most improbable of circumstances. Brett Rypien getting sacked in the end zone, you know, and allowing a safety after the game was tied in the waning minute. Boise's going to keep on winning. Hope to get to the Mountain West Championship game, which is unlikely, as Wyoming would have to lose twice in order for that to happen and allow Boise State to get into perhaps a New Year's Six bowl. They'll need a lot of help there. Realities are Boise's got to keep on winning, win a lot, and pray for help. I think the winning starts this week against San Jose State.
Yeah, I mean, they're nothing to do. The spread is this big for a reason, pal.
Okay, fair enough. Let's move to the Saturday action, starting 12 noon. Number four, Texas A&M. They head down to Starkville, Mississippi, Davis Wade Stadium, to take on the Mississippi State Bulldogs, who are way down this year. I'm surprised this is only a 13.5-point number. Mississippi State is not good this year. They're struggling without Dak Prescott. They're 3-5 on the season, just 1-3 in SEC play, and they had trouble with not Stanford last week, Sanford.
Yeah.
And that shows you all you need to know. Texas A&M knows that they need to keep rolling, keep winning, and perhaps, just perhaps, if the chips fall right, they're in the college football playoff. I don't expect a hiccup here of any kind against Dan Mullen's group. I like A&M to roll.
Yeah, I mean, look, they're positioned right now to be there. They can't afford a hiccup. It won't be this week. Poor Miss State, bro. A&M, Alabama, Arkansas, and an in-state rival, Mississippi. What a way to finish a bad season.
And there you go. We had Jordan-Hare Stadium, Auburn, Alabama. Auburn finds themselves almost a four-touchdown favorite at 6-2, 4-1 in the SEC. They're number 9 in the country. They take on the Commodores of Vanderbilt, who are 4-4, just 1-3 in SEC play. Appears they found a quarterback, and that always gets things started in this Gus Malzahn offense. Sean White, who I didn't think was the answer, well, over the last 4 weeks, he's proven that he is. They got a stable of running backs. This Gus Malzahn offense can pile up yardage, which means they pile up points, and Vanderbilt can't keep up scoring the football. They're not as bad on a week-in, week-out basis as the name Vanderbilt says they would be.
Right.
Look at what they did again. Look at how tough they hung with Florida. But this Auburn team's on a roll, and I don't expect Vanderbilt to hang with Auburn at Jordan-Hare.
You know, the thing, and I think that's a little misleading in that everybody hangs with Florida because they can't put up many points. You know, I'm looking, and rightfully so, all the offense that they've done, as you said very accurately, they found a quarterback. The running game is punishing. Look what their defense has been doing. Look what they did to Kelly and Ole Miss. They didn't sack him, but, man, Joe, every time he dropped back, they put him on his hind end. That defense is much improved. It's really made the difference because they can control tempo on offense and know that the defense will be there if they fall behind a little bit until they get the machine rolling. I like you. I like them big in this game.
Yeah, and, you know, I don't see the classic trap game situation. They've come off a couple of bigger matchups. I, I just don't see that happening here. Number seven, Louisville. Better keep on winning. They're 7-1 on the year, 5-1 in ACC play. They head to Alumni Stadium, Chestnut Hill, Massachusetts, to take on 4-4 BC. BC just 1-4 in the ACC. Well, Louisville didn't pile up style points the last few weeks against lesser competition. They could have and should have lost to Duke. They very nearly lost to Virginia. And as a result, they find themselves behind a couple of other one-loss teams in the college football playoff rankings. They're going to start piling up style points here. They have to. It probably won't be enough. Yeah. I don't think the chips can fall in their favor. But I think this is where Louisville starts sending a message to the committee and the country. Hey, we are that good, and you're missing the boat by putting us seven.
Yeah, it's one of the things I felt bad looking at this matchup about Boston College, because offensively they can put up points on anybody. Bobby Petrino's played it pretty classy the last couple of weeks, and it's not going to be the case the rest of the year. You're going to see a lot out of Lamar Jackson this week, Joe. And look, I mean, barring injury, he's going to win the Heisman, and maybe even with injury, he might win the Heisman. They're going to be on a serious roll, and it ain't going to be pretty up in Massachusetts.
Fair enough. We could. I wonder if we could squeeze in one more here. Well, not really. We're up against it. So up next, we'll get to the rest of the top 25 in college football. We're about a third of the way there. It won't take us too long. And as time permits, we'll either do the Thursday night football preview for the NFL in this upcoming segment, or at the very back of the show. Remains to be seen. Depends on how fast we move. But it's all next here on the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. Keep it where it's at.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop, for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Yeah.
Yeah. Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Bob Nightingale is 40 after the hour as we'll put the icing on the cake that was baseball in this World Series. But it's all about NCAA football right now. Joe, let's continue.
We sure will, Bob. Let's head to... We're going to pick this up. I'm sorry. There we go. Ryan Field. Yeah, Ryan Field, Evanston, Illinois, Northwestern at 4-4, 3-2 in the Big Ten. They host the number 8 Wisconsin Badgers, who come off a big win in overtime over Nebraska. They're 6-2 down on the year, 3-2 in the Big Ten. I have a funny feeling this isn't as easy for Wisconsin as it possibly should be. You know, when you look at this and you look at what's transpired, you know, you had number 7 Nebraska, tough, physical, unranked Iowa after you try and rebound versus number 2 Ohio State, number 4 Michigan, and number 8 Michigan State at that time. Michigan State's proven not to be very good. I got a funny feeling Wisconsin goes into Northwestern a little flat. And I know Northwestern's coming off the tough loss versus Ohio State at the Horseshoe, but I have a feeling this one stays a lot closer than observers of college football think. But I think Wisconsin finds a way to win an ugly football game. I think they're going to give up a surprising amount of yards with that normally stout defense as injuries are starting to become an issue on that side of the ball.
You know, I think that's a valid consideration, and Thorson can play. They can put points up on the board. I can see the upset happening if they fall behind Northwestern because Wisconsin's offense just doesn't produce on the level that you need it to produce on. However, this is a gritty team. They beat 3 top 10 teams this year and lost by a touchdown to 2 others. They're a real damn good team. And, Joe, you know something? This conference as a whole, I think, is every bit the equal of the SEC this particular year from top to bottom. There's a lot of quality in this conference.
Absolutely, Bob. What do you say we move on to the ACC? Number 21, North Carolina, 6-2, 4-1 in the ACC. And in the driver's seat, once again, in the Coastal Division of the ACC, they host the Yellow Jackets of Georgia Tech, 5-3, 2-3 in the ACC. This one has North Carolina as a sizable favorite, better than a double-digit favorite. The rambling wreck's always tricky when you only have a week to prepare for them because of that option attack. That said, Mitch Trubisky and the array of weapons that he has at his disposal, both at the running back position and at the receiver position, led by Ryan Switzer for North Carolina, I think will prove to be too much. That and the defense has improved for Larry Fedora's group as this year's gone on. And I just think they're too talented, too good, and they can see another trip to the ACC championship game out in front of them. I like North Carolina to take care of the business at home.
Yeah, I like them. I think it's going to be tricky, though. And you know, it's amazing. You know how I like to go to the website sometimes and go into the social media stuff. It's amazing how many people at Georgia Tech are unhappy with the coaching situation and are looking for a change because they have unrealistic expectations of their program. Their program is what it is. They're not going to be a national championship contender. He wins football games. Leave him the hell alone.
Exactly. Leave him there for 20 years and build a statue. Yeah. Guy could win anywhere. Service academies, Georgia Tech, anywhere. Knows what he's doing. Number 3, Michigan in the Big House. They take on 5-3, Maryland, 2-3 in the Big Ten. Maryland's okay. They're not good. Yeah. Michigan is good. They've got probably the most fearsome defense in America right now, maybe except for Alabama. And Wilson Spate leading an offense that is pretty good. It's certainly not dynamic or exciting, but it gets the job done. They're led by their defense. The Maryland Terrapins will have no answer for that Michigan defense.
No question about it. You know what the scary thing about this is, Joe? Harbaugh doesn't have all his players in place yet.
Nah, it's going to only get better. Urban Meyer, watch out. Number two, Clemson, 8-0. Perfect 5-0 on the season. This one's in Death Valley Memorial Stadium in Clemson. They host 4-4 Syracuse. Dino Babers' group is 2-2 in the ACC. And again, they're okay. Clemson is a lot better, but they've played down the competition. I don't think they play down far enough to lose this one. I think they see college football playoff out in front of them, and I think this is where teams start to turn up that intensity and they start putting up style points. Dino Babers' style of play that he wants to implement, until he's got his guys there, there are times where they're going to get whooped because they play fast, and when you're not nearly as good as your opposition, that can lead to getting your rear end handed to you, and I think that may happen in Death Valley.
You know, he's doing a good job up there. If this was up in Syracuse, I actually would keep a closer eye on this game as a possible upset special, but the fact it's in Death Valley, I don't think they have a prayer. But he is doing a hell of a job up there in Syracuse. And, you know, if they're able to hold on to him, they may actually turn the corner with that program.
Number 19, Virginia Tech. They head to Wallace Wade Stadium in Durham, North Carolina to take on the 3-5 Duke Blue Devils, who are winless in ACC play. Well, this one isn't basketball, and Justin Fuente can coach, and Bud Foster has turned up the aggressiveness on that defense. And on the offensive side, Jared Evans is a hell of a playmaker at the quarterback position for Vatek. Vatek rolls as they see a big bowl and a rebirth in their future.
Yeah, down year for the Dukies. You know, Cutcliffe will have another good team next year, but not this year.
Number 18, Oklahoma State. They head to the Little Apple, Manhattan, Kansas. They're 6-2 on the year. 4-1 in Big 12 play, though. They take on 5-3 Kansas State, who's 3-2 in Big 12 play. And I didn't think Bill Snyder had a very talented group this year. I've watched them at times struggle. If you doubt how good a coach he is with undermanned teams, this team is extremely undermanned, yet they find themselves 5-3 on the year and a small favorite at home against Mike Gundy's group. I have no idea what to make of this football game, so I'm going to defer to you on this one.
Well, you know something? It was funny because I liked West Virginia against Oklahoma State, even in Stillwater, and they surprised me. That group played the best game they've played all year against West Virginia, and on both sides of the ball, I was surprisingly impressed with them. I think they can take care of their business. It's always tough to go into the Little Apple, as you talked about. Snyder's one of the great coaches in the history of college football. If you're not aware of his abilities, then you don't pay attention to the game. But I think Okie State will be able to eke this out. And oh, the irony, Joe, going back to that stupid loss in the beginning of the season with the officials screwing up, they would be, Okie State, one of those one-loss teams that we'd be talking about.
We'd be having them at the back of the pile and needing a lot of help, but they'd be in the discussion. Unfortunately, now they're not.
Yep.
Number 17, Baylor, 6-1 down on the year, 3-1 in the Big 12. They're one of those one-loss teams, and they're not in the discussion because they haven't played anybody. Well, here's somebody else that's not great, and it's on their schedule. 4-4 TCU, 2-3 in the Big 12. Gary Patterson just doesn't have a vintage group this year, and I think it'll show. I'm not in love with the Baylor Bears, but I think in Waco, McLean Stadium, they're just flat out better than a limited TCU group.
If they weren't in Waco, I'd actually take TCU. I think this is the beginning of the slide for Baylor for a lot of reasons.
All right, fair enough. Number 11, Florida. They head to Fayetteville to take on the Arkansas Razorbacks. Razorbacks are unranked. They're 5-3 on the year. We talked about Florida. They're one of those one-loss teams, and they're on the path to the SEC East title. Again, this is not going to be easy for Florida. Arkansas is pretty good. The blowout loss at Auburn aside, Raleigh Williams is a good running back. Austin Allen is a pretty darn good quarterback, and generally they bring a pretty good defense. I actually think the upsets are coming here, and I'm going to tell you why. Florida doesn't score. If Arkansas limits the mistakes, they win the football game.
Their defense isn't as good as I thought it would be, but their offense is better than I thought it would be. I'm with you. I think they beat Florida because Florida cannot put points on the board. It's going to be
sorry, Razorbacks fans, your goose is cooked, huh?
Now, you know, coming off that blowout, Joe, I think you're going to be dealing with one ticked off group of hogs.
And we're going to pick up the tempo here. Number 25, Washington State. They host 2-6 Arizona. Rich Rod's group is not good this year. Washington State needs to play better than they did last week against Oregon State. I think they do. I think they win.
Hosting, they win.
Yeah. Number 20, West Virginia. They host Kansas. Need we
poor,
say more?
Poor
you can
Kansas.
Talk about poor Kansas. Exactly right. Number 22, Florida State. They head to Carter-Finley to take on the North Carolina State Tar Heels. North Carolina State's defense is pretty darn good. They struggle at times on offense. Florida State, three losses, one bad, two tough. I like Florida State. I just think they're better right now.
Yeah, I think they squeak it.
Number 12, Penn State, 6-2. They host 5-3 Iowa. This one's in Beaver Stadium. If Iowa can pound the rock, they got a chance. You know, Penn State's built on chunk plays on offense and a real good running back, and the best running back in the Big Ten nobody knows about in Saquon Barkley. I think it'll be enough, but if they sleep on the Hawkeyes at all, they'll be on the wrong end of this one.
Yeah, you know, for a team that's fought its way back into being a good football team again, I don't see them sleeping on anybody. I think they'll take care of their business. And the spread's about right, 7.5.
We got three big games late. We got number 10, Nebraska, number 6, Ohio State, number 1, Alabama, number 13, LSU, and number 5, Washington, and unranked Cal to round out the schedule. We're not going to get to it here. After Bob Nightingale, we'll try and hit that and preview the Thursday night matchup in rapid-fire fashion. Bob Nightingale next.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. So call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does it mean?
How about a 5,000 square foot building for under $39,000? Don't pay more than you should without calling General Steel first.
Call 877-93-STEEL today.
And save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 877-93-STEEL. That's 877-938-7335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 877-93-STEEL.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano. Phone's going to hold. We're very fortunate on this show to, anytime we're talking about baseball, to have the best baseball writer in the country join us. His name's Bob Nightingale, and he writes for USA Today, and we're always happy to have him on. Good morning, Bob. Bob Black, Joe Spano. Nice to have you with us.
Good morning. How you guys doing?
Well, we're doing good, probably better than you. I mean, I would imagine sleep was not a big thing for you, but I got to tell you, I loved your lead in your article. It was the moment the time stood still, the earth quit spinning, and a beleaguered but loyal fan base stopped breathing. Great stuff. It must have been an amazing atmosphere.
It really was. I mean, it's like, you know, the only time you can think of where the stadium is cheering the whole time, because the stadium's about half full of Cubs fans and Indians fans. So there's always that cheering going on. You got kind of confused if you weren't paying attention to see what happened, because half that stadium was all Cubs fans.
Yeah, it was really, really interesting. If you closed your eyes and watched Game 6 and Game 7 and listened to when the crowd cheered, it almost sounded like the game was at Wrigley Field. It was really, really interesting how many Cubs fans there were at Progressive Field and how well the Cubs fans traveled.
Yeah, you know, the tickets were, you know, getting up there, over, you know, 2,000 just to get in a ballpark. They still drove up on Interstate 80 and back the place. I think it was a lot cheaper ticket in Cleveland than it was in Chicago. Certainly a lot more fans came up for Game 7 because they knew it was a historic game. And, you know, it was a just electric atmosphere, and I think the Cubs fans kept the Indians fans in it, too, because even when they were down 5-1 there in 6-3, there was just such a buzz in that stadium. There was never a moment of quiet.
You know, it was interesting, and Joe and I were talking about it. You know, Zobrist gets the MVP, and rightfully so. It could have gone, you know, to a number of players just because of the way the managers handled their rosters. But for us, the difference of Kyle Schwarber being in that lineup and not being in that lineup was the entire difference in the World Series. When he was in, they won. When he wasn't, they lost.
Yeah, I mean, it's amazing they won 103 games without him, right? And then they, again, the first two rounds of the playoffs. But certainly they use it to their benefit. And, you know, having the DH in the American League ballpark actually helped the Cubs. And, you know, where the Indians benefited by not having a DH in the National League ballpark at Wrigley. So you're right. I mean, when you look back, you know, the Cubs won 3 or 4 games in Cleveland and lost 2 or 3 in Chicago.
You know what I also found amazing, Bob? How resilient the Cubs were. Both of these teams were incredibly resilient, but I almost found, and we talked about this in our last hour, that the Cubs won this game despite some strange managerial decisions by Joe Maddon. And we talked about some of the strangest. I thought the misuse of Chapman at the back of Game 6, then how he handled the pitching in Game 7, number one. Number two, the safety squeeze with two strikes in the ninth inning. Very, very strange decisions by Joe Maddon on the negative side. Where we did give him some credit was the aggressiveness on the base paths and instructing his third base coach to challenge these Indians outfielders. But all in all, I really felt that the Cubs almost won in spite of the managerial decisions and peculiar ones of Joe Maddon.
Yeah, you know, and almost won in spite themselves. I mean, they made 3 errors, you know, 2 runs come by on a wild pitch. And you're right, I mean, Chapman, you know, to protect a 5-run lead in Game 6 almost came back to haunt them. You know, when he gave up that home run, he pitched a 1-2-3 ninth, which is crucial. You mentioned safety squeeze, and I think even the bigger one was, you know, taking out Kyle Hendricks there after 4 innings. When this guy was absolutely dealing, and you know, to bring in Lester, unless they're going to save the day for him, you know, I thought Hendricks could have pitched another 2 innings easily.
Yeah, but you know, and to piggyback what Joe said, you know, even Madden making that call, he kind of put Lester in an uncomfortable position. And I agree with Joe, and we discussed it. I think Madden would have been ripe for a lot of second guessing had the end result gone the different way. Whereas Francona, I thought he stuck to everything that he did throughout the season. It didn't play out. Miller was obviously worn out, and Kluber just didn't have it, but he stuck to his guns, and I thought his managerial style and acumen throughout the entire playoffs was really something that puts him in the elite category as far as field managers.
Yeah, certainly. But I think he's a Hall of Fame manager. You certainly can't say that about Joe Madden yet. It's going to take some time. Probably the only thing you second guess Tito last night about was leaving Kluber that long, letting him start the fifth when he was fading near the fourth, not having Miller just start that game right away in the fifth inning.
I'm inclined to agree with you, Bob, and we're joined by Bob Nightingale from USA Today here on the Spano and Black Attack. And I guess to kind of wrap this up from a Cleveland perspective, I understand Kluber should have been lifted earlier. I agree with it. He just had nothing, no strikeouts on the game. But that bullpen was gassed. I mean, and it wasn't that he misused them. He gave them the opportunity, but he also knew, boy, I got to try and get some length. I can't tax these guys that much. So hard to, in many ways, criticize Terry Francona as the injuries that they had to deal with even getting to this point was a testament to his ability as a manager to mix and match pieces, down two of his starters and down position players all over the field. So I really thought Terry Francona did a masterful job just to get the Indians to this point, despite the fact that they frittered away a 3-1 lead in the most improbable of circumstances.
Oh, no doubt about it. I mean, they were being written off in September. They were going to make the playoffs, but, who knew how far they would go. You're talking about missing two starting pitchers. Carlos Carrasco never did come back. Salazar just pitched, a couple of innings of relief, and that was all. Michael Brantley, one of their best players, out all but 11 games a season. Two of their outfielders had drug suspensions. Catcher Jonathan Lucoy rejected a trade to come here. And they still, were within just a few outs in the World Series.
Yeah, and it's funny. Joe and I talked about this, the classicness, I guess, if that's actually a word, of this series and just the two teams, the matchups, the history, and everything else. Do you agree that this is one of those opportunities where baseball, if they capitalize it right, can kind of re-seize the stage a little bit from football and get it in the priority and the acumen of the younger generation, maybe make it appeal to them a little bit?
Well, certainly the overnight ratings were phenomenal. I think the guy saw 25 and 40 shares. We haven't seen that. Maybe from back to 04 with the Red Sox or maybe 01 Yankees Diamondbacks. Long, long time. So baseball's going to be doing cartwheels over that. To see that kind of a view on it. And they just kept building it as the game went on. So, yeah, there's no reason they should not capitalize on this and take advantage. And a lot of young players, too, on the Cubs. I mean, in Game 2, they had six players who were 25 or younger. Francisco Lindor, we saw it last night with the Indians, to make a spectacular play to save the game in the ninth inning. A lot of young stars in baseball now, they should take advantage.
Last one from me before we let you go, and it's about how bright the future is for both of these franchises, and in particular the Cubs. Young position players all over the field, that core of position players will be together for as long as the Cubs want, because it's going to be years before they have to pay anybody. A veteran pitching staff that'll be together for the most part for one more year. I think all the changes for the Cubs are coming in their bullpen, because that bullpen and Joe Madden's lack of confidence in guys like Rondon and Strope really undermined the Chicago Cubs at the back end of their postseason run. Your thoughts on the next few years for the Cubs and how bright their future is, and if you see it much like I do.
Yeah, I mean, very bright future to have all those young players. But the pitching is a concern. On the World Series roster, they didn't have one homegrown pitcher. So they got to get some pitching help. Maybe they trade a Soler to do so. I think you'll see some moves made by the Cubs this winter. You know, they still get the pitching attack for one more year. They do lose Chapman. So they could go get Kevin Jansen or Mark Melanson to fill his role. And, you know, they kind of worry about the starting pitching a year from now when Jake Arrieta is a free agent and can watch and John Lackey is a free agent and may retire.
Well, Bob, we appreciate the couple minutes as always. You know, you've got traveling and everything else to do, and we appreciate you getting up after a long, long, long couple of weeks' work. Your Twitter handle and ways that people can reach out and find you other than USA Today.
Yeah, just B. Nightingale. That's it. Pretty simple, but B. Nightingale.
Well, thanks for your time. Safe travels, as always. And we'll be talking to you when free agency and all the other good stuff hits. But as always, thanks for being there for us. We always appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thank you, Bob.
Bye-bye, Bob.
Bob Nightingale, USA Today. Joe, there's none better.
No.
I read that lead, you know, and it's an old journalism term. When you read the lead and it's just the earth stopped spinning and the time stood still, it doesn't get any better than that. And, you know, you guys both talked about it before we get back to the college football. That atmosphere was almost as much Cubs as it was Cleveland.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, Bob. And it's not something that was dwelled upon on the broadcast, but it is something I've noticed the last couple of nights, particularly Game 7, as Bob said. And Bob's in accord with us. The future is incredibly bright for both of these clubs, in particular the Cubs.
Yeah.
They're just so young with all those position players. And like he said, they have spare parts to move to fortify both the rotation and the bullpen. And I think this offseason, that bullpen and a remake of that bullpen with more pieces that Joe Maddon can trust is going to be a huge priority. What do you say we dive back into the college? I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I said I think that's a really fair statement. I was going to dive back in, too, so let's dive away. Nebraska,
all right.
Ohio State. And, you know, look, Nebraska, I don't want to say they got exposed a little bit, but they're hitting a tough part of their schedule. They're number 10. This is the season for them, Joe. They beat Ohio State. They're going to be considered. They lose, they're not. Case closed.
Ain't going to happen. I saw Tommy Armstrong and how poorly he played against Wisconsin. There's a reason in the horseshoe. This Nebraska goes in as a 17-point underdog. That will show on Saturday night in primetime on ABC.
Couldn't agree more. Maybe if it was in Lincoln, we might be having a different discussion, but I doubt it. I think the spread would just be less. That's all.
The other primetime matchup, CBS SEC action, was Game of the Century 2016. Number 1 Alabama, number 13 LSU. Alabama's undefeated, best team in the country by a wide margin, probably better than the Cleveland Browns. Number 13 LSU, 5-2, 3-1 in the SEC, and a different team under Gus Malzahn. I mean, not Gus Malzahn, Ed Orgeron.
You know something, buddy? If Ed wins this game, he keeps this job. If he doesn't, well, it's still up for debate, but he's making a good case for himself.
He is. I think there's a measuring stick for Alabama. We'll see just exactly if they're as good as we think they are when they go to Baton Rouge in prime time. I think you're really going to see what they are. And then to wrap up the college football in 10 seconds, number 5, Washington heads to Berkeley to take on Cal. It'll be wide open. It'll be offensive. But Washington's just flat out better, and they stay undefeated. Thursday night NFL matchup. Take you home next.
This is Glenn Hagee, America's master handyman, with the Grainger Tip of the Week. Lockout, tagout is the practices and procedures necessary to disable machinery or equipment to prevent hazardous energy release. It is one of the most commonly cited issues on the OSHA Top 10 Citation List. Make sure you're following proper procedures by visiting Grainger.com/lockout/tagout. And now a word from Grainger.
Chemical-resistant gloves, coveralls, earplugs, Grainger. Dust masks, portable eyewash stations, hard hats, Grainger.
anti-fog safety glasses, fall protection harnesses, face shields, Grainger. Respirators, welding jackets, pipe repair systems, Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. Protection blankets, steel toe boots, caution signs, Grainger. They've got over 100,000 safety products. When you think safety, think Grainger. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clicksafety.grainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Psst. Hey, you. Yeah, you. Pull out your smartphone and Shazam this now. Go ahead. I'll wait. GEICO presents the Shazam 15, featuring the top 15 Shazam songs in the U.S. Make sure you Shazam now to check it out. Interact with GEICO to gecko yourself and share it with friends. You can even get a free quote. Shazam now and experience more with GEICO. The Shazam 15, brought to you by GEICO. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
GEICO presents Sharing versus Oversharing. Earlier this week, Claire Tippins shared a princess nickname generator, three pictures of her dog wearing a tutu, and two online quizzes, including, what candy is your dream castle made of? Claire, your sharing has tipped the sugar scale and turned into oversharing. But have no fear, princess. GEICO has something worth sharing with your internet kingdom, like how you could save hundreds on your car insurance just by visiting geico.com. No magic wand required. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano. Want to thank Bob Nightingale for coming on board, and it's been a long, long couple of weeks for him, so appreciate him getting up out of bed, Joey, and coming on to the show.
Yeah, I couldn't say it better, Bob, but we got to hustle, hustle, hustle. There are no big Thursday night matchups in his NFL Thursday night package. Falcons head to Raymond James to take on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Falcons are 5-3. Back in control of the NFC South after a couple of hiccups, and the Buccaneers are 3-4 and don't win at home. I think that trend continues. Good Matty Ice, good Devonta Freeman, little Julio Jones, and improving defense mixed in for good measure. I'll take the Falcons.
Yeah, I'm taking them too, although, you know, you're going to throw the caveat in there. They opened up on the road against Atlanta with the win. But I think they kind of caught them with their pants down a little bit. I don't think that's going to be the case. Poor Tampa. They just can't win at home in front of their own fans.
That's exactly right. I mean, they got nipped in overtime again this past weekend by the surging Oakland Raiders, who only win on the road.
Yeah.
Well, Bob, it's been a huge show today. I mean, and we've moved all over the place. We spent the entire first hour talking the World Series, and rightfully so. It was a classic and one of the best we've ever seen. Bob Nightingale helped us tie a bow around 2016 Major League Baseball season. And in between, we gave you our top 25 preview of a Week 10 in college football and a rapid-fire preview of the Thursday night NFL matchup. Tomorrow's Football Friday, no more baseball, so there'll be an awful lot of football. Recapping Thursday night game-by-game previews of Week 9, Sunday in the National Football League, and we'll probably end up talking Breeders' Cup as well to take you home, as the Breeders' Cup is here. So that's a wrap on today's edition of The Attack. Again, thanks to Bob Nightingale, thanks to Robert, thanks to all of you. You know the drill. Wherever you're listening, stay there. For Bob Black, I'm Joe Spano. So long until tomorrow when we come at you with a Football Friday edition of the Spano and Black Attack. Good day, all.